From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Sharafi al-Muadain was killed last week.
Sharafi al-Muadain, he was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. We killed him on December 24th in Syria. Al-Muadain was actively planning additional attacks against the West.
In another development, a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized a key dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State fighters. The Obama administration says there is what it called a marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes in September. Human rights groups report hundreds of civilians killed by Russian missile strikes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported his visit but offered no details. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. The swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places scheduled for New Year's Eve. This is VOA News.